In today's Modern Ag Report, an additive can help Californians through this drought by adding natural fungi to the soil. Mycorrhizal Applications LLC is working with a natural fungi that helps plants maximize the moisture and nutrients that are in the soil.
It's a beneficial fungus that actually is supposed to be on naturally occurring on the roots of about 95% of all plants in the world. I mean, everything from cacti to palm trees to strawberries to carnations, you know, it's lots and lots of plants are supposed to have this fungi naturally occurring on their roots and in a symbiotic relationship in which the fungi recruit, spread out into the soil, bring nutrients and water back to the plant root from areas of the soil that the root can't access far more efficiently. And in exchange for that, the plant feeds the fungus a little bit of the sugars that it produces through photosynthesis to keep the fungus alive.
Director of Education and Training Larry Simpson says this fungi is why you see healthy cactus plants growing in the side of a desert rock formation. But why are we seeing less and less of it in working soils?
Well, yeah, that's a question I get asked a lot. Our human activities have eliminated the natural mycorrhizae from most of the ag ground and our urban and suburban landscapes. Basically, like I just said, the mycorrhizae have to have a living root and they cannot feed themselves. So when ground goes completely fallow, no living roots for an extended period of time, like between crops, as a result of fumigation, or in the case of urban and suburban situations, construction, when we, you know, develop construction sites, they're bulldozed naked, and during the construction process, no living roots, all the mycorrhizae die. And so with all this adverse activity, they have been lost from much of our land. Now, out in natural areas, you know, parklands and undisturbed, everything has lots of mycorrhizae.
Stay with AgNet West for more on mycorrhizal. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.